God's son, God's battle axe in this end time generation. Put your hands together as we welcome Apostle Joshua Salma.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you will give us divine visitations in the name of Jesus. Our hearts are opened. We are ready to experience the supernatural. And we pray that you will show us mercy tonight. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. And Lord, I pray that you would take us from where we are to the place we need to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. I'd like to start by... Let's minimize the noise so that... Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like us to honor our father, Pastor Konde. God bless you, sir. An honor to see you. Hallelujah. And then to honor Pastor Emmanuel and his dear wife. Thank you, sir. I do not take for granted this opportunity. And please help me again bless my dear friend and brother, Pastor Nathaniel. God bless you. Such an awesome atmosphere. When I came in, I wasn't... In fact, if I had come in and just left, I would have been very fulfilled. Such a rich atmosphere of heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for all that He's done so far in the course of this conference, and we honor every vessel that has been used. May I request that you lend me your attention for the moments that we have, and to trust the Lord to help us in the name of Jesus. Because until the word of God is sent, the power of God has no ministry. Hallelujah. The ministry of the power of God begins at the instant of the word. This is a difference between true spirituality and divination and satanism or some kind of witchcraft. The power of God depends on the operation of the word of God. That means everyone who truly wants to experience the power of God must pay attention to the word of God. It is impossible to ignore the ministry of the word and encounter true power. Hallelujah. John 1:14. I'm teaching tonight on a subject I titled, The Word Became Flesh. The Word Became Flesh. We're exploring through these teachings the dynamics of the supernatural, helping us to understand how the supernatural works. The Bible says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the begotten of grace and truth. Hallelujah. The Word became flesh. Please back up to verse 1, same John. We'll read the first three verses. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, please pay attention. The Bible tells us a very powerful information about that Word. That the Word sustains within itself an ability to become anything and appear and dwell with men. The Word became flesh. The word flesh there means it had a material expression. That the Word of God, invisible, can have a material expression and we can see whatever it is that it becomes. Very powerful. Now the Bible says, in the beginning, when there was nothing, that Word was there. And it says, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. I'd like you to read verse 3. Very powerful. It says, all things were made. Hold on. All things, including what you are looking for, including what you are praying for. It tells you that the central raw material for everything that is ever manifest is the Word of God. The Bible did not say all things were brought about, maybe like the word escorting it. They were made by Him. Like saying, this meal was prepared by this chef. That means it's not like the woman just bought it. She made it. Combined all the ingredients that produced that food. Until she did it, there was no food anywhere. But she pieced together the ingredients. So it says, all things, please keep that scripture there, were made by Him. And without Him, that means outside of His influence, was not anything made that was made. That means anything at all you see that was made, whether it admits or not, the Word of God is the influence that sponsored that manifestation. From every life to every destiny, every great person is made by the Word of God. In fact, there is a name that God is called that not many people know and use it. He's called the Maker. The psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Then he asked a question. He said, from whence cometh my help? He says, my help cometh from the Lord, the Maker. It's not only heaven and earth He made. He can make anything. He's called the Maker. He can make a weak person to be strong. He can make a failure to become a success. That means every time there is need for a change of state, you need the Maker. The Maker of the heavens and the earth, but also the Maker of every destiny. Are we together now? This is very important. So the Bible says in John 1:3 that all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him. By the privilege of God's grace, I have had the honor of experiencing in my own life, and as I have ministered the Word of God, the supernatural in various manifestations. And our fathers and the men of God will tell you they have experienced the power of God. Now, the average believer is not in ignorance as to the fact that there is such a reality called the supernatural. We'll get to that shortly. But many believers do not understand the dynamics of making it consistent in their lives. So if it happens, it just happened, and we give glory to God. But He's saying that this is a realm that can become your perpetual habitation. And the goal of this conference is not just for us to experience the supernatural, but that we lay hold on eternal life, the truths that will make it become our habitation. Are we together now? Yes. So it's important for you to know what you came to experience. On one hand, you came to experience the supernatural in its fullness. But more than that experience, you came to be equipped with the knowledge that it takes to manifest the supernatural, not as trial and error, but then to gain mastery. Are we together now? Yes. So the Bible says all things were made by Him, the Word. Write this down, please. The supernatural, I would always call it, is an interplay between the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Please write that down. That the supernatural is an interplay between the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, there are two basic platforms for learning anything. Number one is religion. Religion attempts to capture realities that are beyond the realm and the scope of science. And then the second platform, of course, is science. Science works on logic, it works on laws, it works on principles. Is that true? It works on hypotheses that later become theory. It's an attempt to understand our environment. And any dimension that is higher than the realm of science, meaning it does not conform to the sequence of logic, it will now take another agency like religion to help explain. I give you an instance. Based on scientific principles, 1 + 1 should be 2. 1 + 1 cannot become 3 under normal scientific circumstances. Is that true? But then science discovered that there are possibilities in this realm that cannot, they do not seem to conform to the normal sequence of logic. For instance, a woman getting pregnant without a man. Now, if it happened in the realm of the spirit, we'll wave it away. But it happened physically. Anything that happens physically can be explained. Are we together? So how does a woman take in to a real baby, not just a spirit, a real baby that was born, and yet a man did not participate? Are we together? So all through scripture, and even in our day to day, it seems like there has been a conflict between science and, let me call it spirituality, if I'll use that. Many philosophers who had walked upon the earth postulated different theories. They got to a point where they were stuck in their research, and they didn't hide it, that they explored their wisdom and intellect and got to a point where they knew that there is an explanation, but science does not sustain the variables to now explain those realities. The scientists that we celebrate, almost every one of them left with question marks, telling us that there is continuity to knowledge, but that science was limited. Are we together now? Yeah. So the Bible says that the Word was with God. That immediately tells you that it was not in this visible realm. The Word of God is so powerful because it sustains the ability to find expression in any realm. There are things that cannot find expression in certain realms, based on our knowledge of dimensions. Even physics agrees with that. But the Bible tells us that right from heaven, or where God was, that the word, all the realms, that the word of God is not disadvantaged in any realm. If I jump inside water, I cannot breathe normally. I'm in trouble because that is not my natural habitat. Is that true? I will need an agency to help me survive that ecosystem. If I am in the air and the plane stops moving because I am not a bird, I am in trouble. He's giving you an information about the word, that wherever the word finds itself, that dominion is exact and intact. That whether the word of God is in the realm of the spirit, in another planet, in another galaxy, in the earth, he's saying that the word of God is not threatened by dimensions. Until you understand this about the word of God, you will not be able to believe what was said. Are we together? We're examining the potency of the word. All things, by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth. Then he says, visible and just because a thing is invisible does not mean it is not real. Visible and invisible are relative statements based on the optical quality of whoever is the reference. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So the concept of visible and invisible is a relative statement. For instance, there are microorganisms within this place. Do you agree with me? Science agrees. But they are invisible, but their effect is real. Is that true? When you stand, naturally speaking, you stand someone who, near someone who has a flu, you don't see anything coming into you, and you just leave, believing that nothing happened, and 2 days later, under normal natural circumstances, you are down with a flu. Something was happening. Just because it was invisible did not mean it is unreal. Do you know what that means? So when God says you are a champion, you don't allow your eyes betray you. There is a realm of reality beyond what you are seeing. Listen, we are taking a journey and I hope that we are following carefully. Because science and our natural living has trained us to only agree with what our eyes can see. It is the pathway to defeat. Because every time God calls you, He calls you based on what His eyes have seen, not your eyes. And there is a problem, because when we talk about the eyes of God, we don't mean this. The entirety of God is light. That power was created. Power did not create the word. Power was part of the many resources that came out of the word. Look at it there. All things were created by Him and for Him. That means true power is a derivative of the word. It is not power that brings the word. It is the word that brings power. Please, you have to understand this. There are many believers who downplay the word of God in search for power. And this is why we get it wrong. The Bible says all things were created by Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. Apostle Paul again is teaching us that while we look not at the things which are seen, is that in your Bible? But the things which are not seen. Help me. He says, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal. Keep that scripture there. So he teaches us something now, that under a certain condition and under a certain kind of spiritual training, you can look at both things that are seen and the things that are unseen. Because he's talking of looking here. That while we look not at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are unseen. Just because it is unseen does not mean you there is a possibility to still look at it. We can look at the things that are seen. We can look at the things that are unseen. That's why somebody can begin to rejoice and dance whereas there is no physical evidence. And he'll tell you, I've seen something. Don't you laugh at him and say he's wasting his time. The Bible tells us that do not think it is antichrist for someone to tell you, I have seen something that is not yet manifest. We're building now. Am I still with us? Because tonight you are going to look at many things. In the name of Jesus. Tonight God will train your heart. Some of you, while you are sitting, you will be looking at a duplex whereas you are in one room. And people will say, where is it? For someone, you are sitting down and physically, maybe you are in the hospital, you are seeing a patient dying, but you will start looking at someone running around in old age. And they say, where did you see the healthy version of that person? Paul said, while we look.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed.
Hallelujah. Please bring for me someone that shouts right now, loud under the anointing. I just saw something, but I want to help you understand something. I just saw like wind and a loudness is coming on someone. Now please look at this. I know that I'm using that to teach you. How do you stand here and say something is going to happen? And then it happens. Is it true that I saw it before it happened? Listen carefully. Please don't get used to some of this nonsense that happens around the Pentecostal circles and then think everybody is just doing... No. There are disciplined people who are teaching you the ways of God. So that you don't mix what you are doing and think this is just some childish things. There are people who have met God. I want you to understand something. How do you stand here and say somebody is going to shout under the, this is not, if it's just joke, do it and see if it works. That means I can say in the name of Jesus, your tomorrow, and when I'm speaking to your tomorrow, you will no longer think I'm guessing. This is not just a man of God speaking. If God can answer you within seconds, what is the dynamic? So I can look at you and say, in the name of Jesus, let your life change. Let me prophesy to someone, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, everything that has made you cry from January to June, I stand in the name of Jesus on the grace upon our Father, and I declare weeping comes to an end. Weeping comes to an end. Sit down. Sit down. Hallelujah. Madam, I'm seeing oil being poured on you. Help her. Help that woman. You see, let me tell you this. Just help her. The Holy Spirit is doing something in her life. All you see is not all there is. What separates people is their ability to see realities and to transport those realities from a dimension. I'm not talking of the lady you are dealing with. The lady with black. She's the one I'm seeing oil coming on. This one that is shaking now. Just help the one by her side. I'm just seeing like oil being poured on her. Listen. Satan has manipulated some of these things. But let me tell you the truth. Genuine authority in the kingdom is based on what you have seen. Faith is not just based on what you have heard alone. Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower that I will see what you will say. More than hearing what you will say, I will see. Is God speaking to us? Who is Rotimi? Rotimi. I'm hearing a name, Rotimi. I'll make sure that we're not distracted. I'm hearing a name, Rotimi. I don't know who that person is, but the Lord is turning that person's entire family in a very, very supernatural way. That's why the person came. Wrote to me. I pray that we'll have the time so that I can speak over your life. But the Lord is showing me a gentleman wrote to me. That's the name that I'm hearing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we blessed? So the Bible says all things were made by him. So when you see something happen in my life that is not affordable in the earth realm, don't be surprised. Know where it came from. Listen. If I enter a restaurant and you see me come out of the restaurant with, say, pizza or whatever it is, you will not be surprised because you saw where I entered. A restaurant should produce food. If I enter a restaurant and I come out with a car, something is wrong because a restaurant does not produce a car. So the next time if I see what you are carrying, I must check where you are coming out from.
Hey!
Are we together now? You can't see someone coming out with a plate of food from a restaurant and be surprised. That is not a sign and a wonder. It is a natural sequence of things. It's what the restaurant was made for. If a student goes to school and comes out with a degree or a certificate, you are not surprised. That's what the school is made for. But if you see a woman who has not gone to school with no support anywhere, in 1 month is given a car and a house, Mama, where did this come from? Because this sequence does not exist in the earth realm. You have defied many things, the law of process. Who helped you? Where is the stranger that helped you?
I'm walking now. You can't clap for me because I'm walking. It is part of it, the natural sequence of things. But if I begin to fly now, some will run, some will snap it and put it online. Some will say, this man maybe is a demonic person. Some will say, this is the great power of God. Why? Because these are possibilities that are not easily given. Listen, do you know why I'm teaching you this? Because there are results you will start commanding from tonight that will have no human explanation. How does a man pick a trumpet and blow it across the globe, and from nation to nation, everybody likes you? If you think it is easy for everybody to like you, ask men to like you. In a cruel and a selfish world. So when the Bible begins to say things like, Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising, that for your shame you shall receive double, that where you have been deserted so that no man would pass through you, that you will become an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. Now you see where our Father draws this grace from, that he can stand over your life and say, in the name of Jesus, may doors open. And you will hear people come to testify that I had no business getting a job by the natural sequence of things. Please sit down. Let me begin to tie a few things. My spirit is fired up tonight. Everybody say, the word of God. This Bible you see, this is a notebook produced by a publishing house. And there are people in that publishing house who are not even born again. Listen carefully. They read this all the time by reason of their work, but it does not change them. Are we together? They supervise. There is a quality control unit. There are people who producing this is a business. And just because they are around something that it was God that said does not mean they have contact with the word of God. Because there are many people who do not know what the word of God is. Now that I've told you what the word of God can do, I want to define for you what it is. So that you will find out whether what you have been holding on to is really the word of God. Because if it is the word of God, the Bible says all things can be made by it. So the reason why nothing has been made from your own word of God, we need to check it. If you've been swallowing a drug and you call it Panadol and it's not treating you, the next time you go to a doctor, he'll say, go and bring what you call Panadol. Let me check. It can look like Panadol. It can have the color of Panadol. But then when they break it and check it, you may find out it is fake. Is God helping someone? What is the word of God? Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, please look at me. As at the time the apostles were writing this, I hope you know they didn't have anything that they hold every day and move around with. This was the aftermath of their exploits that was put together. Church and Bible history tells us. Are we still Christians? So, as at the time they were saying the word of God is quick and powerful, what did they mean? Because they were not given access to anything. In fact, the scriptures that they would read, the Bible would say that Jesus came to the temple. The scroll would be given to him. He would read it and close it and return it back. What is the word of God? Is it this? Or is it what you say? Is it a statement? Is it a verse? Is it a letter? Is it a charm? What exactly does the Bible call the word of God? The word of God is what built the life of our Father today. The word of God is what built and is still building RCCG. Because every time it is the word, it makes. You can know it is the word by what it is making. So if you've been holding on to something for years and you say, I'm holding on to the word of God, and it is not making you or making anything around your life, we have a right to vet it from the authority of scripture. so that you don't deceive yourself believing that I've been holding, because there are many believers, what they are calling to be the word of God is not the word of God. Are we together? Let me say something that will, I hope it doesn't trouble you. Satan is standing with Jesus after his temptation, and Satan is quoting scriptures. So does he have it hidden in his heart? It came out of him. Do you agree with me? But was he transformed by it? Yet the scripture, was it wrong? So he went that far to even take it inside him and even bring it out. Same memory verse. What level of diligence is greater than that? That you can bring a word, a verse, a correct verse, and speak to Jesus. And yet that is Satan carrying that scripture. Don't worry, I'm a good pilot. We'll land safely. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You can trust it. If you feel confused, though, I will not leave you that way. You can be sure of that. We are going to land safely in a way that gives God glory. Are we together? Because there are many people who will tell you, I kept confessing, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not die, I won't be sick, and yet it looks like the realm of the spirit has no honor for what they are saying. Now, I'm not saying confession is wrong. There's something I want to prove to you. Are we together? And yet another person will stand and say, in the name of Jesus, may God bless you. And in an instant, in fact, two people can come and say, may God bless you. And you who is saying amen, you really know that nothing is going to happen to you. And then another person says, may God bless you. And you know from your spirit that something came upon you. That means the word of God is more than speaking. Is that true? It's more than just speaking or saying verses. Because Satan said it. In fact, if it is true that the word of God is, he said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I will not sin against you. The chief sinner, Satan himself, the word of God is part of what was inside him. And yet there was nothing righteousness and nothing holiness and nothing God within him. If it is this title you want us to explore, then this is what we are doing. The supernatural. You have to understand the word of God. I've said a few things about it. Number one, that the dominion of the word of God is consistent in any realm. The dominion of the word of God does not deplete with dimensions. Are we together? The word of God does not need any assistance from any realm. It is self-sufficient and equally potent. It does not matter what realm. And then I said that power, according to scripture, power is a derivative of the word of God. It is not power that brings the word of God. No, the word of God, power is a child of that word. Are we together? So now we're examining, if that word is so powerful, what is it? Look up, please. For as long as you think the word of God is just scripture, or the word of God is just a writing that was captured in 66 books. The Bible personifies the word of God. Listen carefully. Every time it says all things were made, it never said made by it. It says made by him. All things were made by him. A person. In the beginning, he says, was the word. And that the word was with God. And then he defines for us what the word of God is here, that many of us have not seen. What is the word? He says the word was and is God. That means the only thing the word cannot do is what God cannot do. So if for any reason you doubt the word, it is a reflection of your lack of confidence in God. Because everything I have told you about the word is the same expression for God. That God's dominion is consistent in any realm. consistent in any dimension. God does not go to heaven or on earth or under the earth. The Bible talks about his sovereignty and his authority. Hallelujah. Now listen very carefully. The word that is translated, the Greek word W-O-R-D, that is translated word, is the word logos. And the word logos means the thoughts of a man that seeks expression. So when you talk about the word, it means the thoughts of a man. Are we together? But that the thoughts, not just the thoughts that are resident, and the thoughts that crave to find expression. That's what we call logos. So when you see the word, it is the logos of God. And then the Bible says that that word, when he manifested physically, a name was given to him. Listen carefully. So the word of God, when he appeared upon the earth, a name was given to him, and that name is Jesus. So Jesus is not just the word of God. Jesus is that word. That anywhere you see the word of God is talking about that person. The person who was with God. The person who was God. When he appeared upon the earth, he was given a name. Jesus. Are we still together? Then the Bible now goes further to tell us that Jesus came to demonstrate the potency of the word. Now Jesus began to show us the possibilities of the word of God. We have a right to doubt whether he really is the word of God, except by the performance that we see. So Jesus goes to a man who had been sick for 38 years at Bethesda. Remember the story? And then the man beckons on him and he says, "Well, what do I do for you? Can I help you?" And he says, "I've been lying down here 38 years. If it is true that he's the word of God, he should be able to demonstrate the power of that word, dominion even over time." He lifts that man and defies that natural process. Because ordinarily the man, if Jesus were to help him, he would have put somebody to stand close. So that if the angel moves the water, he will push him quickly. But he said, "No, what, I am the word. I don't depend on factors. I create the factors. I can choose as an act of my will and my love." Are we together now? Do you know why I'm teaching you this? Because the law of process is a very potent law that works in our world. But let me tell you, when you encounter the word legitimately, you can defy the law of process. That have you heard that in one day a nation is born? But it says that as soon as Zion travails, she shall put forth a son. It means that it is possible tomorrow by this time, someone can return for this program with your hands on your head, wondering and saying, "See what the Lord has done. That from night till morning, he turned my morning into dancing and my sorrow to joy." May that be your case in Jesus' name. Now watch this. When Jesus came, he came to validate the power of the word of God and to prove that indeed he was that word. Now, please look at me. I want to introduce a very powerful concept now. Let's recap everything we said about the word. That there is no impossibility with the word. Is that true? That if it is the word of God, it has dominion and equal value in every realm. Now Jesus shows up as the word of God. Do we agree that Jesus is the word of God? The shock, pastor, is that we see Jesus in carrying out his ministry. There were some miracles that could not happen. Now we have a problem here. I thought the word of God should be able to do everything. Do you agree with me? We see the word of God creating the heavens and the earth. The Bible says that word was with God. Now Jesus comes as the incarnate, that word. And Jesus stands before people and he's limited. There were some things he could not do. He's showing us something from his limitation. Why the word does not work in our lives. Listen carefully. The Bible is not ashamed and afraid to let you know that even though the word was working, He went to certain cities and prayed for the sick, and they could not be healed. So I'm not surprised that it is not working for you. It then means that as powerful as the word of God is, it does not work in every condition. It may work in every realm. It may work in every dimension. However, it is activated by certain conditions. Are you following me, please? That the word of God, as powerful and as potent as it is, there is a condition that can be created that word will be limited. And many of us, Satan has deceived us. He tried to stop you from getting the word. Since he found out you could not, he now created the condition that makes the word of God of non-effect. So that it is possible that you are carrying scripture, quoting scripture, reading scripture, and yet you will not see what the Bible says the word should do. Jesus is in your heart. You are meditating on scripture. You believe what it can do, and yet it does not happen. Please pray in 1 minute while you are seated. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. All of the overflows everywhere, cry for the opening of your eyes. Pray in 1 minute. Shalagra supahasibiyana. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the next thing I want to discuss with you is a very interesting statement that happened between Angel Gabriel and Mary. The Bible says the word became flesh. Is that true? John is teaching us now. Let's look at Luke's synoptic account. Luke chapter 1, please, and verse 34. Then we'll jump to verse 45 for sake of time. The angel comes with glad tidings, just to hurry up and cut time. He comes to Mary and says, you are favored, you are highly favored, this and that and that, and tells her what will happen, that she was going to bear a child. But the angel says, listen, the way you will have this child is going to be an interesting way, and I'm coming to explain it to you. You are not going, Joseph is not going to play that role. The natural course of biology and reproduction will be altered. Yet, it is a real child that will come. Now, Mary was surprised, and she asked a question. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? I am a virgin. The man you are talking about, I've not even married him. So how does it happen that you say I'm going to get pregnant? The angel gives an answer that we'll visit later on. No, let's go to 35 and then we'll jump just to put it in context. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Keep note with that scripture. 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her. In other words, the performance of the word depends on this condition. Mary, I am a real angel. I'm not fake. What I told you is really the word of God. But I'm introducing to you a condition that, if not satisfied, will make me look like a liar. You will remain for a long time. Your womb will not respond. When I call you blessed and highly favored, it is true. But here is what makes you blessed. Blessed. Do you know what it means to be blessed? You are now empowered to see the result. Blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance. To who? The one who believed. Not the one who heard. The one who believed, not the one who read. The one who believed, not just the one who heard that this can happen. Please hear me. Right here is the condition that many believers have not studied. That as powerful as the word of God is, whether it is the speakings of God, his thoughts, logos, that even if Jesus were to come here right now, physically, you would think if Jesus were to come here and says, Apostle, go and sit down, I am Jesus, you will be surprised how many people will still not be healed. How many people will still not be changed? Because sometimes we give a narrative as though if Jesus suddenly showed up here, every problem will automatically vanish. I agree with you potentially, but if this condition is not met, he tried it when he walked upon the earth. Are we driving safely? What then is this condition that is so powerful that the word of God that created everything can stand helpless? The Bible says, blessed is she that believes. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Shabala Supradia. I believe in you. Sing it one more time. Now you are not just singing a song. Jesus, the Son of God. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
Apostle. So this is the reason why I do not see extraordinary results. It is not impotency on the part of the word. Everything God told you, either directly through your ears, or through scripture, or through his prophets, is potent. But you have failed to create the condition that makes for the supernatural to work. Please listen. God brought you to church to show you the one thing that many of us may have been missing. No wonder for some of us right now, you are even angry because you feel every man of God is lying to you. Why is it that I travel everywhere from redemption camp to this to everywhere and nothing happens? Yet you are seeing in that same place there are other testimonies coming. And do you know something? Strangely, I don't know, I hope it does not happen that way here. Most people who are closer to the anointing and the vessel seem to be the ones that never receive. They were rubbing on Jesus. I'm coming there. And a woman with the issue of blood said, I don't have time to waste. You are seeing him every day, but my uncleanliness, I'm a stranger. You are rubbing on him. You sleep on the same bed. But as for me, this is a chance that I have. If I miss out on it, and she touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, stop. Something has happened. Power flows from the word. Don't forget. Because the power that will flow to you tonight is coming from that word. Jesus said, among the many people trivializing my presence, there is somebody who has seen the value. Somebody created the condition. That means this condition is so powerful that even if you do not talk directly to him, provided the condition was there, Jesus did not intend to heal her. No, this is not about his will. This is about the condition. The moment that power saw that there was faith. So that's what it is called. Faith. Please sit down. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. So that is what it is called? Faith. Now, faith is. Now, 11 and verse 1, Hebrews. Now, faith is. He calls it the substance
of the things you hope for and the evidence of the things not seen. Hallelujah. It says, for by it, it is not the word that is it, it is the faith that is it. For by it, the elders obtained. Don't worry about what they obtained. It's just that they obtained. Then verse 3, he now begins to put scripture in perspective. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now the equation is getting complete. It was the word of God that made it happen. But what is the condition? Through faith we understand that the word of God, the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things that are seen were not made of things which do appear. So faith becomes the connecting line between unseen realities. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to teach you something. It is not faith that produces the miracle. Faith is what connects you to the source of the power. Look at this. There are wires here, if you can see. The light does not come from the wire. But the wire, the light must come through the wire, because the wire has a unique ability of stretching till it reaches the source. This speaker may not be able to be connected to the source, but you can put a wire and draw it no matter how far, it will get there. That's your faith. Listen carefully, please. That the supernatural is an interplay, number one, between the word of God and the Spirit of God. Number two, between your faith and the anointing. Your faith, the interplay between your faith in the word of God and the anointing is what produces the supernatural. The anointing can be there, but if your faith does not create the condition. Pastor, for a long time, we've had a dichotomy in the body of Christ as to which is superior. So there are people who choose faith, and there are those who choose anointing or power. There is no such statement in scripture. That the faith of God and the power of God have always worked in synergy to produce God's dimension of results. You can't say, I have power and then I have faith. No, that's not scriptural. It's like saying, I have light or NEPA or whatever electricity, and another person says, I have the wire. Both of you can stand helpless. I'm holding the fuse, all right? Power the mic, let's see. Another person says, I'm holding the wire. Both of you will be frustrated eventually. For one, you will keep being shocked by light that does not give you anything. For one, you will hold a long wire that is a real wire but not producing anything. But when two of them come together, they now produce the light. You see the potency of what was coming from the power holding company when it is connected. So if you put your trust in faith, should I say this? Your trust is not in faith. Your trust is in Jesus. I hope you know the concept of faith can also be idolatry. Faith is not what died for you. Faith is not what blesses you. Faith is a spiritual mechanism that connects you to the power of God. I'm sure some of you are wondering and saying, this man again. Listen, I'm like a mechanic fixing a car tonight. We're just identifying the areas, the reason why we say a lot of things and it does not happen. I'm showing you where the problem is. Because there are people who, our confidence is in the concept of faith, not the God of heaven. So you believe, because the Bible says things like, this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. The focus is not the faith, the focus is the person. The Bible is speaking to those who had already been built and mentored in a certain way. So it is free to say certain things, expecting that the people will understand the context. Are we together? Faith. What is faith?
Faith is the name given to the action that you take. Faith is the name given to the action that you take based on your conviction of who God is and the integrity of His person. Faith is the name given to the action of obedience, in fact, that you take. In one word, faith is obedience more than confession. Confessing in disobedience is not faith. In one word, faith is obedience. And without action, there cannot be obedience. The performance of the word of God is highly dependent on obedience. We are breaking down the entire concept of faith. Faith, in one word, is obedience to the conditions that have been put that activates that promise of God. Listen to me. Every promise of God has a condition attached to it. Your Bible study is not complete just by knowing the promise. You must know the condition connected to it. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. The Bible says, "It shall come to pass if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God." Is it in your Bible? It says to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. Now look at the promises. He will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2, it says, and all these blessings shall come on thee. Who is the thee? The thee who hearkens and does, not the thee who just hears. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we blessed? Now, let me illustrate something just one time. Let me use this handkerchief for... No, let me not use handkerchief. Let me use something. Please forgive me, but let me just use this. Somehow, when you use money, people understand. Now, look at this. Are we together? Now, watch this. Let me have any well-dressed, responsible-looking gentleman. Are you here? Anyone? Come. Please stand here, my friend. Watch this. If I tell him, this is the promise I am making. Everybody say the promise. What is the promise? That I will give him 1,000 naira. Do you agree with me? But the condition is that you must believe in me enough to walk and come to me. Are you getting it now? So what is the promise? That I will give you this. Is that true? What is the condition? Now, gentlemen, do anything you want to do in response to this, but don't come. Are you ready? Whether it's to speak, whether it's to jump, whether it's to cry. I want to show you what a lot of us keep doing. Are you ready? Go ahead. I'm still standing here with integrity. This is it. He's kneeling down. He's going around. He's acting. He's even talking. He's worrying. He's discussing. Maybe adding herbalist from it and doing everything. And here I'm standing. I spoke to him in 2014. It has become 2016. It has become 2018. It has become 2019. Now hold on. From a referee standpoint, who does not have integrity? But based on what, if you cannot see me and you listen to him, you will hate me because of his condition. And yet he's reading every day that I love him, I am kind, I am gracious and compassionate. And here I've been standing with that promise. You wanted to come before, stand up. I want, now that you know this, come and stand here. To the point that this man has come to join him in the same request. And now, he now heard the condition. Run and come and collect this. Now, this guy gets... Oh, dear. Please help him. Sorry. This was not part of the drama. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, watch this. Watch this. God bless you. Please give him his seed, though, for falling down like this. I mean, that is the favor of God. Now, but watch this. Are you learning something? Please don't waste what we are discussing. Hold on. Just keep him there. This guy has been there for 10 years. Time does not automatically make the word of God work. And this guy just came from nowhere, you say. How did this guy just come from nowhere? And now he's coming to receive. Because the one who obeyed is the one who walked in the experience of it. Listen, let me tell you at what point Mary became pregnant. Be it unto me. Be it unto me. I agree. I'm ready to take the responsibility. Be it unto me. So when God says, I will lift you, as you say amen, that's just part one. You remain there, you will be surprised. Your next prayer is, Lord, what is my role of obedience to commit that performance? This is why I came tonight, to show you the missing link. That as powerful as the word of God is, there were people Jesus did not heal in the crusade. That means when Jesus said stand up, they sat down and they were watching. When you read Acts chapter 3, when they passed Gate Beautiful, the Bible says they saw that man who was lame. Is that in your Bible? And then it says, silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Read your Bible well. He sat down there. The miracle did not happen. Go to verse 7. The Bible says he took him. He helped his faith to walk. The guy sat down there. And the power of God was in the air. I can imagine angels saying, don't waste this moment. Peter had to say, I have to help you. Hold my hand. The Bible says he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He would have sat down there. And Peter says, all right, God bless you. And he would have written a book. God is not faithful. So says my experience. Listen, why am I sharing with you all these things that I'm sharing with you? You can be like this man tonight or this man. For some of you, you were like this man since 1995. Everything God told you, he said in your lifetime, there are people who have died and never saw what God said. When they get to heaven and say, God, you are not faithful. That it's you who spoke to me through you. I mean, you spoke through him to me. And God said, from the time he spoke, the power to make it good was there. But you did not understand that it is she that believes. For some of you, from day one, words have come. And you've been shouting. I hate to be a bearer of bad news. But if not that God is bridging this knowledge now, you will be surprised that 7 days will come and pass. And you will go back and say, Pastor, I don't understand. Is it that the witchcraft of my life is so terrible? Is it that the altar... No. The word of God looks as weak as your unbelief allows it so. Please, you have to understand what I'm teaching you. So, our father, the patriarch Abraham, God meets an idol worshiper from Ur of the Chaldeans, the Bible says, and he gives him an instruction. Come out of your father's house and out of your kindred and out of everyone to a land that I will show you. What did Abraham do? Obedience. He didn't understand everything, but he left in faith. When we get to chapter 22, he said, Abraham, take now thy son, even thy only son whom thou lovest. Take him to one of the mountains and offer him as a sacrifice. The Bible says Abraham arose early and carried his son in faith. Ask any man today who you have seen the manifest power of God in their life. There was no guarantee anywhere. Somewhere in the equation of their life, they had to trust him. I easily remember my own life. And I continue to see what God has done in and through my life today to the glory of his name. Can I tell you? It is not because what he told me is different from what he told anybody. I chose to become like this man. When I got here, I found many people standing there. giving complaints and getting angry and saying, join the queue, God does not answer prayers. And I said, no, there has to be something about God. And the Spirit of God helped me to say, listen, more than what he has said, it is what you do about what he has said that makes what he has said come to pass. As for the word of God, eternally, it carries the power of God. Is someone learning? Hear me, believers, those following online and those in this place. I took out time to act this drama on stage only to describe the two categories of people we have in this place right now. There are those who are right here, category one. Everything God has told you has not come to pass. Or by chance, it looks like others come to pass. I'm explaining to you, the few that have come to pass were the few that you acted on. Even if you did not know, that was what you were doing. For instance, the dimension of power that you had seen in your life that came through the ministry of prayer and even with fasting. Because the Bible lets us know that these dimensions, these spiritual activities carry power. So you were just praying every day. 1 hour, 2 hours, fasting every day. And you began to find out that the power of God was growing. For you it was unconscious. Yet your obedience was triggering the manifestation of the word. Are we together? There are many wicked people today with bumper harvests in their farm. Because once it is rainy season, they obey. And there is a dimension of the power of God that has been invested in his laws. It is true that they are terrorists and they are wicked people, but with respect to farming, they are obedient. And as they farm, they now allow the God of all flesh to reign, who reigns upon the good and the bad. And he reigns. Righteousness is not a condition for that harvest. It can only be an accelerator. That's why even though they are in that condition, God will still honor his word. Because they acted. The Bible says, is any man afflicted? What is the condition? Let him pray. The last time you were afflicted, prayer was the last thing you did. You ran to everybody and you were complaining. And at the end of your complaint, you say, God, are you still watching me like this? For the rest of your time this year, remember my example. There is one with unbending integrity standing with your promise. And saying, I am ever committed. If you are ready to find out the condition. There are those who want to rise financially, Pastor. And they will tell you superstitiously, I know one day God will do it. See what one day does. I've shown you. You've seen the tragedy of one day go better. That is only a wise saying that does not carry any power. I'm about to pray for you right now. And there are those who will go and open the Bible and say, Lord, I know it is your desire to prosper me. But now, you see, when the wealthy man came to Jesus, he said, good master, what must I do? That's a responsible man talking. Jesus had to tell him, no, when it has to do with salvation, it's not this one, you have to just believe. He was ready to say, what is my role? So you search scripture. Your Bible study has not ended until you find out your participatory point of obedience. Connected to every promise. Please do not just begin to rejoice when you find out what God has said. It will remain what he has said in the realm of the spirit. If the word must become flesh, what makes the word become flesh is your believing. Blessed is she that believes. Luke 1:45. For unto her there shall be a performance. Hallelujah. So, I search my Bible and I find out there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth meat and more than his meat and tends to poverty. That giving is connected to prosperity. I don't say, I've gotten it. You will remain poor there. I now obtain grace from God. Listen, this is where the ministry of grace comes. Grace does not always do it for you. It can empower you beyond your natural strength to do. There is saving grace. There is enabling grace. This is what has put the body of Christ perpetually in the place of failure. If you ask me to lift this with one hand, this is too heavy for one hand ordinarily. Is that true? The assignment of grace is not to take away your hand and lift it. The assignment of grace is to empower you unusually. But the lifting will be from you. So ordinarily, I would not be able to empty my account for the gospel. But when that giving grace comes, now I can empty my account and still be happy. And say, Lord, the Bible says there is he that scattereth. I have done this. At the point of your obedience, the word of God now produces a material called the power of God. Listen, in that light, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 3 and 4 is the hiding place of his power. The power of God hides in his light. Verse 4, if we look at it from Amplified, it says the brightness of that light, the rays streamed from his hand, and in that sun-like splendor was the hiding place of his power. Now, if later on in this man's life, he came for 7 days of glory, and he's realizing that God told me I will be a great man of God and take the gospel to the nations. Lord, but why has my ministry not grown? The Holy Spirit now begins to show him that he has not cooperated with the word of God. What word? Number one, study to show yourself approved. A workman unto God, rightly dividing the word. Are we together? So he begins to show him the various things he has not done. And this person obtains grace and starts doing it. Sometimes walk slow and come. It's now your time to receive. This is what is happening to someone tonight. You may leap, but make sure you are walking. Gradually. While he's coming, we can be laughing at him. Shame on you, 10 years in church. Yet you don't know that 7 days of glory is doing something in his life. That at the end of 7 days, finally, here's your point now. Look at this. He will now receive this. This is his own now. And he can now sing Pastor Nat's song and say, see what the Lord has done. And all the mockers and the naysayers who say you would die with this, your church and Christianity thing. Suddenly, now you know what is missing. Man of God, it is not the word of God that lies to you. Someone prophesies over a woman who has been barren and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will have a child. She says, amen. The husband says, amen. And two of them don't go back home. And say, I'm not talking of going back home to agree. And said, the same way God spoke, we hold our hands and we agree that by this time next month, that act of agreement is now their participatory. The Holy Ghost is the first witness there. As they are agreeing according to what the man of God said. Let me tell you why many people receive from our Father in the Lord and others don't. In that campground or everywhere, while Baba is speaking, there are others who are just watching and happy. Amen. And laugh at the testimonies. There are others who return home and say, Father, I've been in this situation. I believe in you and I believe in your servant. He has spoken. You have spoken through him. Because the voice of God to Samuel always comes through the voice of Eli. Lord, I obtain grace. Oh, he gave an instruction. He said everyone should dance and celebrate. Lord, I'm not good in dancing. That's not the issue. He didn't ask you if you're a dancer. Now you are celebrating and singing that song. And a script is marked in the realm of the spirit. That gate is open. And you will find out after 2 weeks, someone will come and say, I did not apply for a job. And somebody said, I will make you the African representative of my company. And another person is angry there saying, but I live here. Finally, two of them have received. And this is our prayer tonight. that all those who have been in this category, wishing and waiting and hoping and wondering, there are many powerful men of God who may never rise, because all they do is just amen, amen, and yet do not understand. There are many visionary, listen, now I'm going to say this, I say this to the glory of God, but he knows I'm so fond of him, my dear friend and brother Pastor Nat. There is almost no time that you come and talk with him and you see that either he's written a new song or he's done something, he's doing a new work. Don't say God is just lifting him. A word came for everybody. But the one who took that word to the studio and took that word training with his team day and night, that is the one that the power of God moved over. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Every man of God receive fire. Amen. Somebody will receive it and go and say, Father, thank you for this fire. I dedicate myself to 3 or 5 hours of study and of prayer and of consecration. While you are doing that, the power of God begins to gravitate towards you. Another person listens and says, okay, fine, I've gotten it. Thank, I know that man of God is not fake. Jesus was not fake, but he still did not get some things done. Hallelujah. When I listen to a man of God, I'm not just listening to him declare what God has said. Most times what he's saying you may have heard before. The real miracle in that sermon is finding the missing link. Why is the word of God not working for me? Aha. This is it. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. And we'll wrap up. Gentlemen, I pray for you. God will honor you in the name of Jesus. The same way you have received this, it's not just money you receive. May God grant you favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, wealth will meet wealth in your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. Joshua 1 and verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Many of you have done that first part. Congratulations for being diligent to meditate. But it does not stop there. That thou mayest observe to do according. Not to do the way you want. To do according. Listen. If God says, honor your father and your mother, and your days may be long. If you want to use money as honor, and you remove money and give our father here, you count it as if you are bribing him. 200 naira. Daddy, God bless you. That is donation, not honor. Just because you gave money does not mean the blessings will come. Somebody who is thoughtful, you put it in an envelope, you go and say, Daddy, they gave the same thing, but the conditions. Remember, conditions. While the chef is in the kitchen making, we're back to our making again. There is fire under, creating the condition for the boiling to happen, for the frying to happen. You don't see the fire under. You may just see the pot and you see things working. Every time you see things working, check down. There is another dimension that is creating conditions. From the start of that cooking till it finishes, in most cases, you will see fire. So you are looking at a life excelling. All you are seeing is the food. Check well. There are practices of obedience, covenants of consecration, and many things that are being done. You can mix the same thing, but if there is no agency that creates the condition, so you can buy a trumpet too, like God's servant, and blow it, and you'll be surprised how people say you are disturbing us. This is not a place for boys' brigade. And you are saying, what is the meaning of this? And yet someone else is blowing that shofar. If you think the power is in the trumpet, you have missed it. Remember, as the food is happening, there is something. Women, you understand this. Yes. When you see a woman gets pregnant, the first thing that happens to the woman is her pregnancy begins to bring her into a condition that makes it favorable for the baby. Is that true? There are some, the determination to create that condition can even necessitate a bed rest for as much as 9 months. You don't see the woman out again. And you say, where is this woman? We've not been seeing her. There is something she's carrying. It's not about the womb. It's about the condition. The seed is already there, but the seed can die. What do you call barrenness? Barrenness is not necessarily the absence of the seed. The inability for the reproductive conditions to allow fertilization and conception. Biology, am I right? So you can be receiving the seed of the word of God, and you have refused to allow your life create that condition. For some of you, the condition is sin. For some of you, the condition is the flesh that you have been creating that has been fighting the word of God. For some of you, the condition is pride. For some of you, the condition is an I too know mentality. What else can God show me? Aha. Not knowing that even in heaven you can come up hither. For some of you, the condition you have been creating is dishonor. When a man of God is speaking, you are checking his English, checking his clothes, and saying, well, this guy should not be speaking to me. Not knowing that if it's God that has commanded it, even a fish can carry coin. You can be looking for coins and fishes are jumping out of the water. And you say, no, coins come. I'm an intelligent person. I understand mining. I need to know where gold is. And God says, I can put fish everywhere. Please hear me. I'm about to pray. By the privilege of God's grace, I have seen miracles in my life. And I say this to the glory of God. I have seen the power of God move. I have seen God do unimaginable things. Behind the mighty things that you see is a very small man with a sincere faith that doggedly obeys. If it be thou, bid me come. He didn't say, Peter, come. He said, come. Anybody who obeyed would have walked on water. If he said, Peter, come, we'll say you are biased. If it be thou, bid me come. He said, Peter, come. And Peter took the step. Do you know the risk? That was not a little lake that children were playing in. And when he puts his feet, I'm sure other people, Thomas was saying, you must be stupid. You are wasting the wisdom of your adulthood. And he took that step. And he began to walk. The same way God is going to be speaking to someone, to lay your hands where that sickness is. And once he's saying that, what you studied in the university, you'll be saying, listen, don't be a fool. You graduated with first class. Remember. And the simplicity of the gospel. For somebody who just laid their hands, and right there, that will be the end of it. I have seen God tell me to obey foolish instructions. And in those instructions came power and defining moments in my life. Why do you tell an army that has been trained to walk around 7 times over a city that was shot, nothing could go in and nothing could come out? And yet he said, the strategy, keep your swords, walk around. Day one, I could see the elder saying, this Joshua, this one that Moses has died, I hope this small boy is not making a fool of us. Let's just obey while we watch. Remember, 7 days of glory. By the second day, walk around. And he got to a point where he said, listen, in addition to this labor, I've gotten another instruction. You thought you would say, I've gotten another miracle. I've gotten the last one. That on the 7th day, you will walk around the labor of the 7th again. And then, the moment that happens, where are the trumpeters? You will sound it. He said, trumpet. For a gate, a fence that the Bible says 7 chariots could stand on. Even if you collapse, it is still another fence. You fight a fence with a trumpet. Didn't you go to school? But the Bible says when that happened, I could imagine the formation of the armies in heaven. Remember what we discussed. All you see is not all there is. The invisible realm. I could imagine angels standing. And these weak men were, they didn't know the power of the word of God. Their obedience were about to reveal that. And when they shouted, Tehillah, the Bible says the wall fell down. The walls fell down. Worry, believers, every wall can fall down if the conditions. Don't let Jericho intimidate you. Don't let Goliath intimidate you. Don't let Dagon intimidate you. They all fell down. Whether it is Dagon, whether it is Goliath, whether it is Jericho, even if it is Herod, they all fell down. The things that are written aforetime, the Bible says, they are for our learning, so that we, through the comfort and the patience of Scripture, might find hope. This whole sermon tonight is the journey of my life, of simple obedience to a great God. Maybe not from the background, maybe not from any human qualification. If it were by the normal sequence of life, some of us would be nowhere near the queue. But in the foolishness of obedience, take this step. Yes, sir. It is a risk. Yes, sir. I'd rather die with you in shame than to stand in my ego and not make progress. If it is you, I believe. How do you save the world? By hanging on a tree. Do you save the world by hanging on a tree or killing Satan? Which one is more logical? The guy who caused the trouble, just kill him so that all the other sinners can die. Then the ones that are left, the babies that are born, will now be righteous. That would have been my strategy. If I were God, I would first kill Satan. Is that not how you quarantine terrorists? You carry the main troublemaker. And yet God came with another strategy. Jesus, even though you are the word, you will have to obey the condition that releases the power of God. Not even Jesus was exempted. So he carried the cross. The word looked weak, but his obedience was where the power of the gospel is. And when he hung upon that cross with blood dripping out of him, and naysayers were there, Physician, heal thyself. And he hung there. In that foolishness of obedience is the power of the cross. Today we sing, up from the grave he arose, with the mighty triumph for his foes. He arose the victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. Worry, I bring you glad tidings that the word can become flesh. The word can become a job. The word can become pregnancy. The word can become an estate. The word can become your restoration. The word can become anointing. The word can become your victory. The word can become your redemption, but not under any condition. There is a condition. Every time you study your Bible, find out the condition. The condition for salvation is that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. If Jesus explained, sang praise and worship, we will still not be saved. But he hung upon that tree.
You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign forever and now exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. You have won my heart and I am yours. Forever and ever, I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you.
Listen to me. You are one obedience away from releasing the supernatural to your life. Some of you here probably are businessmen, and in the midst of the recession, you've heard that when men say there is a casting down, don't just quote it. What is the condition? No evil will come near me. 1,000 shall fall by my right. You are not complete. Find out. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, that is the condition. He is the one who shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then in that condition, I will now say. Are we together? Oh, no enemy can be able to. God will bring deliverance for me. You are my hiding place. Is that true? That you always fill me with songs of deliverance. So God delivers, but how? Sometimes you can wake up in the morning and you sense that there is an attack. And one song will come. That's not a special number. That song there is a song of deliverance. Have you had periods in your life where no other song may seem to make sense? You will be singing, it can be one line of the song. You keep singing it until that release comes. That is the condition for releasing the power of God over that situation. For someone, you wake up and you just sense, I'm hearing that all my children are sick. I'm hearing that everything is happening. And then the Spirit of God speaks to you and says, lock yourself and dance for 1 hour. Lord, dance the condition to release the word. Every time you are in disobedience, remember my example. The integrity of God is waiting with your promise, but waiting for your obedience. So the Bible says it this way, having the readiness to judge every obedience, every disobedience, when your obedience is entire or complete. Hallelujah. Our time is up. I'm going to pray. There are two things we are going to do here very quickly. The first thing we are going to do is to make an altar call. The second thing we are going to do is to pray. The third thing we are going to do is that I speak over your life. I want you to believe that. Listen to me. I believe in Jesus with all my heart, not because I'm a preacher. I found out among many things that he's more than just a savior. He's the word of God. Before he was savior, he was word. His ministry as the word is older than his ministry as the savior. Are we together? You come from Africa. Remember, respect that the word of God, it was not savior that created the heavens and the earth. It was the word. So even though his ministry as savior has been complete as far as redemption is concerned, he's still seated where he was again. He's still the word. And he showed me the rider upon the white horse. The Bible says he had a writing that was written. Is that true? That on his thigh was written the word of God. There are people here. I saw so many overflows from the screens. There are several. There are about 12 or so. I'm told there's an overflow outside here that I'm seeing right now projected. There are several other overflows. Can you imagine? When they show you, wave your hands where you are. Let the devil see that you are here. All the overflows. As they keep showing us those overflows, look at this. I don't know. This is another one. Wave your hands. We are seeing you right where you are. Look at, there's another one there. Look at what is happening. My God. There's still more again. Now hear me, my God. I thought we were done. Look at this. It means we are soon going to go to the stadium one of these days. Now hear me. Wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, listen to me. Here's what the Bible says. For God so loved the world, He gave that word, that same word that makes all things. The word came as Savior and died for you. There are many people who have not satisfied the condition for the life of God. You see, eternal life is real. The life of God is real. But you can be like that, our brother. Just stand in church and say God saves and still go to hell. Or you can be like the one who took that step. The prodigal son said, how many hired servants has my father? The condition to enjoy the prosperity of his father was that he would stay under the covering and the grace. But he wanted independence. With independence came lack. With independence came degradation until he began to feed with the swine. But hallelujah, there was an opportunity for repentance. But that repentance started, the Bible never said the Holy Ghost spoke to him. He said he came to himself and said, how many hired servants does my father have? And they have enough bread to eat, and I'm here, I perish with the swine. He said, I will arise. That's where it starts from. I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee. I am not worthy to be called your son. He said, take me as one of your hired servants. The Bible says, as he got up and started moving, his father too started moving. They met somewhere. He never met him at the point of his mess. And yet, father did not even allow him to reach home. God will always meet you somewhere at the point of your obedience. These signs shall follow. What does it mean to follow? You go ahead as a sign of faith. The signs never go before you. The signs never go with you. It is the Lord that walks with you. But the signs follow. Follow means after your step. Listen, Bible history will tell us that as Moses commanded the people to go forward through dry ground, it wasn't that the river parted. Then they started moving. No. Someone had to take that step of faith as soon as their feet got there. For someone after this meeting, you may obtain grace. Go and register the company. Don't wait and say, where is the money coming from? The signs follow. You sit down there and keep grumbling, you may remain poor forever. You can go and register that company. Are we together now? We're about to pray. But let me start with the altar call. I saw several overflows, and I assure you by God that in every overflow, including this auditorium, and then our family watching from across the globe, Jesus is speaking to someone. Salvation is real, but there is a condition. What is the condition? The Bible says the word is nigh thee in thy heart and in your mouth. That the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lordship of Jesus and believe in your hearts that God raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You don't assume salvation. Hallelujah. Like our father would do. I'm going to give someone tonight a chance for Jesus. You are saying, Apostle, while I heard you speak, the Holy Spirit began to tell me, no wonder the powers of witchcraft seem to still prevail over you. No wonder failure seems to repeat itself endlessly in your life. Could it be that ultimately you are looking for a temporal solution, counseling, some kind of advice and succor, whereas the permanent solution is to be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son? Tonight is your chance. And there are two groups of people in one that I will be calling. Those who are saying, I have never met Jesus, but now I know he's my savior and he's the word of God. Please give me a chance and let me come. Category one. Number two, there are those who are saying, Apostle, my life is like the prodigal son. You just recited my life. I remember I was once in the fold,
but for some reason I deviated and I've lived my life. My life has gone haywire. Can there be hope for me? Let's go to the Bible, that there is hope for a tree, even if it be cut short. He said, at the scent of water. It is the assignment of the tree to stay at the place of water. I'm going to count 1 to 5. And as I begin to count 1 to 5 from this place, I want you to run. Let's fill up this place. If this place is full, then wherever you are, you can stand there as I lead you to pray. I'm going to count 1 to 5 as we appreciate them. Please, you sing for me that song, Jesus, the Son of God. Are you ready? 1. Jesus, the Son of God. 2. Is someone celebrating salvation? Come to Jesus.
Oh, sing it to Jesus.
Leave your seat and come to Jesus. He gives you an opportunity for a new life. The word of God is powerful, that is able to save to the uttermost. But the condition is that you must be ready to receive of his life.
Jesus.
Keep clapping. Let's celebrate them as they come. All the overflow. You can walk to the front of your screen and just stand there as a sign of surrender.
Oh, sing it to Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God.
If you are coming out, please come quickly. Those are the overflows. Leave your seat and walk right to the stage. Leave your seat and walk right to the stage. Jesus is watching.
Sing it to Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Now listen carefully. It is a wonderful thing to come to Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. How I prove you are my Lord. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace.
Now, all of you who came out, and for those who are following, you are following from by way of television or internet from any part of the globe, here is your chance to make Jesus Lord of your life. The Bible says, as many who will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. You are connecting, watching from all across the globe. Here is your chance to make it right with Jesus. Please, I'd like you to lift your right hand, those of you who are in front. Everyone who has signified, indicated, lift your right hand high above your head. And I want you to say this after me, loud and clear. You are saying it unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word, that your word is yea and amen. I have come as a sign of love, of surrender and obedience. I receive forgiveness of sin. I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I declare that from tonight, you are my Savior, you are my Lord, you are my King. I declare that the power of sin, of Satan, of hell, and of the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I am a child of God. Help them, please. Help those under the anointing. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Help them, please. And backward never. In Jesus' name. Keep your hands lifted. Let me pray for you. Father,
The Bible declares that as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. These ones have come in total surrender. Let this be the beginning of a new season for them. Based on the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. And in the name of Jesus, I call you recipients of the life of God. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now here's what I want you to do for me very quickly. There are counselors behind, directly behind, for those of you who are in front. May I please request that all of you move in concert. Just follow the counselors. They will have a word with you very quickly. And you come back to your seat. Let's celebrate them as they go. All the overflows, please do as directed. Please do as directed. Hallelujah. Please lend me 5 more minutes and we're done.
Like a symphony, all in harmony, we will raise you a song.
Please stand on your feet, we're about to pray.
It's a song of love, the one of the one.
In the next 1 minute, I'd like you to open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, I am tired of this realm. Shift me to the realm where my results become extraordinary and supernatural. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead, everyone. Please go ahead and pray, everyone. Someone is praying. Man of God, pray. Family people, pray. Business people, pray. Everyone pray, pray, pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Lord, I resign from natural living, the natural sequence of things. I soar with wings as the eagles. Someone is about to contact the supernatural. The word is becoming flesh. Becoming flesh in your finances. Becoming flesh over your health. Shaleke barado siadabada. Becoming health over your spiritual life. Someone is praying.
What can you do?
Your life is changing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me give us one more prayer point. Father, these Egyptians I see today, supernaturally, I will see them no more forever. Please open your mouth and begin to declare. Every mountain, every Dagon, every Goliath, every herald mocking the name of the Lord concerning my life, in the name of Jesus, be ye lifted up. Someone is praying. Someone is praying. Shabranda gebala koske debala. Kareke debala kaka branda gebala. Every Egyptian, in the name of Jesus, you will drown in the Red Sea. It is my season of liberty, supernatural exploit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now please listen. Please, I want you to listen. I want you to listen. I want you to listen. My time is up. But I just felt stirred in my heart to just speak over sick people. You see, I believe in the healing power of Jesus. I am a testament of His healing power. We may not have the time to take testimonies tonight because of our time, but in subsequent sessions, you can have the liberty to announce. But here's what I will do. I was so happy when I saw Pastor Nat here. There is this grace that God has given this man of God, even with this shofar. I want you to lay your hands where you are trusting God for. You can stand for your children, your loved ones. Remember the centurion? He stood in for his son. He said, I will not need to come. You don't have to come. Speak the word only. Lay your hands. When you lay your hands, if it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. I'm going to pray with Pastor Nat. He's going to blow this shofar. Ah! And from the realm of the spirit, that invisible power of the highest. Mary said, how shall these things be? You are asking, Apostle, is it really true that I can be healed of this blood condition? I want to speak over your body, and then I'll now declare generally. Please don't let the devil deceive you to say, how shall these things be? Now that you have believed the word, the power of the highest is ready to overshadow you. I'd like you to be sensitive. Just help those under the anointing while it's blowing this shofar.
Commanded, and he said there was a sound. There is about to be that sound over someone's destiny. Please hear me. If it is the supernatural, all things were made by him. Something is about to be made in your life now. Please hear me. As I speak and I declare, still in this atmosphere, I want you to receive. Remember, blessed is she that believed. For some of you, as you are receiving this word, that before you get home, the power of God that defines time and distance would have already been creating things in your life. Are you ready to receive? I stand upon the grace of our Father, and in the name of Jesus, anyone here who has the proverb Ichabod written on your destiny, that it is only shame and reproach, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, may your glory begin to shine forth. May the glory of your destiny begin to shine forth. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. He said, for behold, I'm already doing a new thing, but behold, I decree and declare, for someone, the first 6 months of this year has been tragedy and pain. But let me prophesy over the next 6.
in the name of Jesus, you will see the salvation of God. You will see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Let me prophesy Genesis 21 verse 1 over a woman here or a family that has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. The Spirit of God is speaking to me. Please help us under the anointing. That you have been waiting and waiting. How shall these things be? Seeing that my womb is not working. Seeing that the doctor said I have this and that. He said, Genesis chapter 21 verse 1. Let this be the prophetic word for you. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Verse 2. The Bible says, verse 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son, even in old age, at the set time which the mouth of the Lord has spoken. I speak to everyone here, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. By this time, 7 days of glory 2023, you will return with children. You will return with children. Please help them. You will help them, please. You will return with children. Hallelujah. And he carried me in the Spirit of the Lord, and he took me to a valley. And lo, he says they were very dry. And he says, son of man, can that business live again? Son of man, can that marriage live again? Son of man, can that mantle return to you like Samson? I prophesy to someone, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Oh, ye dry bones, financial dry bones, marital dry bones. In the name of Jesus, let life enter you now. Every dry situation, receive life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There was a man who was born normal. But because of the carelessness of the midwives, they did not handle him well. And because of that, he had a situation that made him incapacitated. His name was Mephibosheth. The Bible says one time, David made a statement and said, is there anyone in the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? I'm about to call your destiny helpers. And the Bible says that Ziba had 15 sons. And yet none of the sons of Ziba was favored. He said he should go to Lo-debar. And there they fetched Mephibosheth. And he came, he said, you will sit and dine with me for the rest of your life. Where are the helpers of your destiny? In the name of Jesus, I call upon Ebenezer, the one who helps men. That in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, between now and the end of this conference, I command them to appear. To appear. Help us of destiny. Appear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please help us under the anointing. Let me pray for every man of God here. You have been frustrated in ministry. You love Jesus, walking in righteousness, but it looks like it is not working. I pray that God who helps men, in the name of Jesus, may he visit you. Every dying business here, come back to life. Every parent here, having an issue with your child, maybe your child is going wayward, you have prayed. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, the power that turned Saul to Paul, may your child be turned into a mighty man of God. Hallelujah. And finally, let me pray for you. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Hear me? It is a terrible thing to labor and invest and gather
and then death comes to sweep you. You see what is happening to people around? That someone gets up in the morning, my head, and it just died. That death itself is supernatural. It's just like a demonic one, because that is not normal headache. If there is anyone here, the mark of death is on you while you are alive. I stand by the blood of the eternal covenant. I cancel it right now. By reason of this encounter tonight, may your life begin to command extraordinary results. Supernatural results. In the name of Jesus Christ. The God of heaven is turning your life around. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. Celebrate Jesus.